Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu threatens Iran over its nuclear energy program. Netanyahu says Iran will be the primary challenge of the new cabinet he intends to form. He made the remarks after exit polls for Israel's legislative elections showed his ruling coalition had lost at least 10 seats to centrist and far-right rivals. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud Beitenu coalition is forecast to win 31 or 32 seats in the 120-member parliament. That's down from the 42 seats the coalition previously held. With this reduced plurality, the Prime Minister will find it difficult to form a ruling coalition. The Israeli elections come on the backdrop of Tel Aviv's defeat in its eight-day war on Gaza in November, which ended in a truce. Well, J.W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today, joins me from Atlanta for his thoughts on these Israeli elections. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. Dean, what kind of an Israeli cabinet could we expect this time around?
Well, I think the main thing we all have to fear is Lieberman getting the defense position, because he's one of the most dangerous people in the world right now. And between he and Netanyahu, you know, I read in Haaretz today that the sharks were circling in the water, and they have another set of elections coming up in the spring. And the opposition is going to be very emboldened now, because the Likud group has lost 10 points. So what I'm looking at is right away he said he wants to focus on Iran, and he seems that he's going to bet the farm with trying to get a war started. So that'll be the one issue, the economics, all the other issues that these opposition parties helped increase their percentages with. What Israeli war people have always done is try to get a war going to eliminate all the other issues. And I think the biggest danger is Netanyahu may see his political survival and future based totally on trying to get a war started with Iran.
Indeed. Now, with low seats won this time, what are Netanyahu's coalition challenges? And so how will this prevent him from implementing his own hawkish agenda, if you will?
Well, he's on arithmetic so far. Of course, we just had exit polls today, but he has enough to form a majority. But sometimes these other deals, these other growing parties, they have their evening talks, and they may be making some backroom deals. And who knows, they may do an arrangement where if you don't put Lieberman in as defense minister, we'll give you this or we'll form this coalition. So it's really, they're in no man's land here. I don't think anybody really knows where it could go. But all we have now is Netanyahu has definitely cast his fate here. He said, if you get me in, Iran is going to be the big issue, and that means he's going to be pushing to get a war started.
Indeed. Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today from Atlanta. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.